All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from Amherst, New Hampshire, is Janet Wilson. She is the owner of Inspired Learning Coaching. Go to www.inspiredlearningllc.net for more information. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
How you doing today? Everything good?
Yes, fine. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time. So please tell us a bit about yourself and Inspired Learning.
Well, I've had 40 years experience working as a teacher and administrator and art therapist in public and private schools, and came out thinking, well, there's got to be a better way. And that is the inspiration behind why I established Inspired Learning Coaching. I set out on a path to discover what we might be able to do to help kids with ADD, ADHD, or individuals suffering from anxiety, depression, and OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And as a result, I have discovered there's a lot we can do, and some of it, it can even achieve permanency, which can actually rewire and repattern the human brain.
Now, that's pretty impressive. You know, to be able to completely rewire the brain it seems like it's unimaginable, but it can actually happen.
Yes, we're in the very new stages of following the neuroplasticity studies, and so I have recently been working with a company called Play Attention, and I offer that service as well in my studio in Amherst, and it isn't just for kids. It's for anyone who's struggling with focus and attention difficulties. They wear an armband. It's very mobile. There's a jump drive that plugs into a laptop. And there's, just as an example, one game will have a client watch a whale swim the bottom of the ocean. And as long as the EEG patterning as registered on their armband indicates to the machine that they're in 100% attention mode, the whale will continue to swim across the bottom of the ocean. As soon as they lose attention, the whale starts to sink. And all of the data is collected behind the scenes. So it takes about 30-minute sessions to achieve permanency, where they begin to understand how they feel when they are attending 100%.
That's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting and very well explained. I think I pretty much have the gist of it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and why this is the direction that you wanted to take as a career?
Well, I had febrile convulsions as a child, and I had a very difficult time in school. And I can tell you the way that I was handled was not the way to handle children. And then when I went in and got my, all the way up to my master's degree in education and went into the schools and tried to work with children who had difficulties, I realized that the pedagogy is really a problem, meaning how we train teachers. There's so much more. We should have started with the brain. I don't know a mechanic out there that doesn't take a class on the engine of a car, but I know thousands of teachers, at least in my genre, and certainly many now going to school, who never have taken a class on the human brain. And I was one of those people until I began to just, I've been a lifelong learner forever, and I began reading everything I could get my hands on. And that's when I also began meditating, and I found an increased attention ability just through meditation as well. So I've created something called Mindfulness Plus. And Mindfulness Plus uses the best of neuroscience and brain research and some of these wonderful EEG patterning and repatterning tools.
Okay, all right. So what are some of the challenges that you face, you know, in your industry and when you practice, you know what you do?
I would say one of the biggest challenges is mainstream thinking that this is not out there enough, and that's why I agreed to do the interview. There's there are so few people who really, really, and even in and outside of my field, who really understand that we can grab this. There's a place to hang on to now with EEG neuroplasticity studies stating that the human brain is completely malleable. We were taught back in school in the 70s, and now even, you know, through the 80s, 90s, and thousands, we have been taught that the human brain decreases in its ability to learn as you age. They're finding that is not true. The human brain is as malleable as you could possibly imagine, and the more you read and the more you do, the more likely you can impact it. So that's a very exciting place to be. That and the fact that I think we're starting to wake up to the idea that if we're only using less than 2% of our brain, Einstein used less than 2%, what is the other 98% doing? And maybe if we open our minds to things like meditation, we might begin to realize that we have much, much more capacity as human beings in what we can do than we ever dreamed possible.
It's a very positive outlook. I kind of like that a little bit. So, you know, to wrap things up, what are some of the goals that you have set for your company that you would like to eventually accomplish at some point?
Well, I would love for Inspired Learning to be the go-to place for what I think needs to be a complete trajectory change in the field of education. It is my belief that we really lost that opportunity, and I use the analogy or the metaphor of the Garden of Eden. We took hold of the Tree of Knowledge, and we left behind the Tree of Life and anything that you could possibly want to improve our humanitarianism and our connectedness with one person to another is all there in the studies around the Tree of Life. And so I would love to see Inspired Learning Coaching become the go-to place for our nation's next move in curriculum design and for individuals who really, really want to bust through barriers in their own brain.
All right, excellent. So, Janet, what is the best way to get in contact with you if anybody has questions?
Well, I'm rebranding my website at this point. So after December 12th, you're going to see we're rolling out the entirely new and redesigned website. If you see it now, it's okay. That would be inspiredlearningllc.net. And my phone number is 603-703-4545.
All right, perfect. Again, Janet Wilson, thank you for your time today. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Rob.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Wetham. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back with more interesting interviews right after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.